Recording is starting. Okay, I'll go to the box. This morning, the Kirsa Parah and Parsha told us, Parah tells us in the first source, Parah Kafei, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, regarding Yaakov and Esau. By Yigdol Hanorim, by Esau Isha, they applied Yisrael, then Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olet. The youngsters grew up, and Esau became a hunter, a man of the field. Yaakov was, how we define Ishtam, simpler, more perfect, more wholesome person, Yoshev Olet, who lived in the tent. The Rashi makes a comment there in the second source, Vayigdol Hanoim, again, here in Parak Kafei Pasuk Zayin, Kolzman, Shahayu Tanim, Ohoni Karma Maseya. When these two kids were little kids, they were little boys, you know, running around, Yaakov and Esau, they weren't necessarily noticeable, or didn't, they weren't distinguishable in terms of their activities. Vayin Oda Medatek Vahamativam, it was hard to tell when they were little exactly what their nature was. Kevin Shemasu, Vene Shoshas Rishon, they turned the age of 13, they began to mature. So that appears about the majority, that appears about the Zohar. This one went to frequent about the Medrash, and this one went to frequent about the Zohar. That's the comment of Rashi. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, in Parsha Sama Gimel, Simon Yud, in the third source, the Medrash says, this is probably the basis of Rashi, the Levi Omar Moshe Lahadas, Vizonash, Gedelim, Zel, Gabi, Zed. Two types of plants. One is like a hadas, like a sukkah, you know, has a pleasant fragrance, pleasant smell. That is a thorny plant. And they grew right next to each other. When they're little, it's a kemenshik deal of yifricho zenos and reichah v'zechocho. When they're first growing, you can't really tell which is going to be which. The thing's sticking out of the ground. You can't really tell at the beginning what's what. But when they mature, so then you can tell one is a pleasant smell, one gives off thorns, and so on. Kach kol yudgimul shamash neim hochon v'esatekar shneim b'ayim v'esatekar. For the first 13 years, the two kids, Yaakov and Esau, they both go to school, they both come home from school, they both go to Little League, they both come home from Little League, whatever it is that they're doing. Presumably that's the source of Rashi. Then the Medrash goes on and says, Omer Belozer, Tzorech Adam Litapel Bivno Adyud Gimel Shana. A person has to deal with or raise his child. Now we're not going to talk here about the father and mother, that the she in its own right, what the mother's obligation. We'll assume right now we're talking about parents and also difference in sons and daughters. That's not those are shiurim by themselves and important, but not what I'm going to cover tonight. But as I said, you have to deal with your child till the age of 13, so on the boy, till the age of 13. When you hit the age of 13, then you say this bracha, Baruch Shabtaran on Shoshal Zeh. People are familiar with that from the Bar Mitzvah. Usually when the boy gets Aliyah for the first time, you say this bracha, the father says this bracha at the time in public. A question, after practice, not the same for daughter, whatever, again, for a different time. But anyway, what exactly does it mean? And what's the onesh? But not for now. In any event, what we see is when a child is young, there is a mitzvah for the parent upon the father, and again, by extension, the mother as well, to train or to teach the child. So the usual pasuk that we quote with regards to chinuch is the famous pasuk in Mishlei, Parakov Beis, pasuk, chanoch l'nar al pidarko gam kiyaskin l'osin meni. You have to educate each child in accordance with his way, because when he gets older, he's not going to depart that way. When he gets older, he won't depart from that way. That's what I usually assume. Interesting, because what is the pasuk on the time of the pit? The mimeno. Gamki Yasim Ayosim Imeno won't veer away from what? What's the emphasis of that pronoun? Usually assume that which you teach, Chanoch Lanar, from the Chinuch. But somebody explained that it goes in the word darko. You have to teach the child in accordance with his way, because even if it's old, he's going to have that same way. Every child, when you have older children, you see that some of their personality traits, you saw that when they were very little. No? And they had the very exact same tendencies when they were young. So they're going to have those tendencies their whole life. So train them in accordance with their abilities and skills. Anyway, there are different side points. Rashi, in Maseches Kiddushin, Rav Lam Gavad Alaf, the Gemara quotes that pasuk. So Rashi there explains, Alpi Darko, Derech Shekol Yomov Yehei Misnahebo, Chanoch Lo V'Narusto. The path upon that, Rashi, the simple shot, the path on which you want the child to go, when he gets older, you have to train him. And as you, the Chai Odom and Chelek Alaf Chav Tamach Vov, the Valab says, In Yesho Bonim Tam Yechan Chen Yemitzes. Right, of course, you have the young children, you have to train them in terms of mitzvahs. And he writes, he mitzvahs the same as Dibre Kabbalah. This is a mitzvah say to Dibre Kabbalah. Kabbalah here doesn't mean Kabbalah, the mystical Kabbalah. I mean, in Chazal's expression, Dibre Kabbalah means it's not in the Torah, Shiva Tzav, not in the Chamisha Chom Shei Torah. It means it's from in the Tanakh. It's in the Neviim and Ksuvim. Mishlei is in Ksuvim. So it's not in the Torah. It's not called Dibre Torah. It's called Dibre Kabbalah. So he writes this, he mitzvah Dibre Kabbalah, Kamosha Kosu, Chanoch Rapi Darko. Umaod, his Yerushalmo, the statement of Mishlei, Chinuch Habonim. Many times in Sefer Mishlei, Shalom Aleph speaks about the importance of Chinuch of children. There's a very fascinating comment, though, that the Meshech Chochma makes in the pasuk from 2 weeks ago, Parshas Vayera, in source number 7, but that's right after the Malachim tell Avram and Sarah they're going to have a son, and they're about to go to stone. So it says, the side point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to, I don't want to hide from Avram what I'm going to do. And it says there, regarding Avram, in Perak Yud Ches, a gracious plastic Yud Ches, so 7, Ki Yidatev, L'mana Sheitzav Ez Bonav Ez Beis Ha'achor V'shamru Derech Hashem, L'asot Zoko Mishpat, L'man Hovi Hashem Al Avram Es Hashem Tiber Olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know about Avram, that's why he loves Avram. I know about Avram, L'mana Sheitzav Ez Bonav Ez Beis Ha'achor. He's going to train his children and his household to do what? The Shamru Derech Hashem lost the Stockholm Mishpat. The Talib Derech Hashem is the Stockholm Mishpat. So the Meshach Chochma, the Meir Simcha Zbininsk has done his Meshach Chochma on that Pasuk, three interpretations, the third one. So it's number eight on that Pasuk, in Parak Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, Kidatev Alamah, etc. Look what he writes, very interesting. Hine Chinuch Mitzvah Labana B'Mitzvah Sasei Lo Nizkar. You know, we talk a lot about Chinuch, but the Meshach Chochma observes, we don't really have in the Torah an exact tzivui for the Mitzvah Chinuch. Now, some people might think the Shinatan Levanecha, but Chazal of Joshua, that's a Lutamidim, right? That was like a Talmidim. But he says, what about the Limaratim as Benechem, second parish of Shema? So he says, Raka Tevdi Limaratim as Benechem, but who the Talmud Torah? That's Talmud Torah. And Meshach Chochma says, that's not necessarily identical. Okay, Talmud Torah and Chinuch is not necessarily identical. That's also. But he says, well, Amr, you know, then he talks about this, Gevor Nozim talks about the father, whether the mother has. He's digressing on a side point, but again, that's the essay of Talmud Torah. Even if you want to assume that women are exempt, that's from teaching, that's from the midst of Talmud Torah, teaching the children Torah. Okay? And, but he says in the third line there, in the middle, U'makar mitzvah chinuch v'mitzvah saseh. My opinion, the source of the mitzvah chinuch as a mitzvah saseh, mekarab is that pasuk by Avraham Avinu. This pasuk by Avraham Avinu. Shetziva is born of the katan ala mitzvah. Okay? And he says, quote the Hanukkah for his arco, which the Rambam brings, and so on, so that's the Kabbalah. He says, this pasuk is the source for the mitzvah of chinuch and the Torah. Now it's called the Matan Torah and so forth. But, all right. But he says, this is the, and by the way, he says, the Kan Mashma Sha'af Lebono, his daughters as well. Okay? And anyway, that's an interesting Meshach Chochmah. Okay. But nevertheless, you have this notion that the mitzvah of chinuch, besides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you can say is limited, chinuch is broader. That's what the pasuk is talking about there. The Shamru Derech Hashem, Lakos Sokol Mishpat. It's not just learning. It's a whole way of life. It's a whole way of behavior, which is included in Talmud Torah to some extent too, and it's obviously overlapped, but that's a very interesting Meshach Chochma. So what age does this start? How old is the child supposed to be? What age does that say exactly? The parameters are not so clearly defined with regards to this Mitzvah Chinuch. So what age? So there's an interesting, a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the second parak, Mishnah Ches, source number 9. Chamisha Talmid Ha'ol HaBeicham Zaka. HaBeicham Zaka had five great Talmidim, and the Ha'ol HaBeilu Hein, of Elazin Hurkos, of Yishu Mechanu, of Yishakon, of Shem Salver, of Ozman Arach. He told the praise of each one. He had a certain character trait that he assigned to each one and praising his Talmidim. Velezen Herkmes bore seed Shainam Abitipo. Velezen Herkmes had that head, whatever he learned, it like, was like a cistern that was covered with lime that nothing can escape, no water can escape. That was like his head. But whatever he learned, would never get lost. Rabbi Yeshua, he said about Rabbi Yeshua, Ashrei Yoladato. Happy or fortunate those that are his parents. Biosi called the Chosim, Shimon the Sano, Yerechei. It was Rarach, Mayachan is Gaba. Okay, those are all the character traits that he assigned. That's what he put on the report card. But Yeshua is Ashrei Yoladato. So the Pharisee Yisrael, Yochanan Boaz, on that mission, Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Ches, Ayin Ches, and the Pharisee also is 10. What does it mean, Ashrei Yoladato? She'imo, he drichto, Litoro, Lamidus Yisharas. His mother trained him in Torah and Midas Yisharas. Why? Ukvar, Kishahaisam, Uberes, Minashir. Child wasn't born. She was very pregnant. She wasn't pregnant. The baby wasn't born yet. Chazra of the Bosnian Midrash was so big. She's followed. She was at Hamachal Masari. She went to the Gedolah Hador that when she was pregnant yet, she already was concerned about the future of the child. She asked the child to be at Hamachal Masari, and that's the Kok Rashi. And then he says, "I'm even trusting Yerushalmi." She ima holicha arisosol of Beit Hakness is the Shleishi Davku Ozam Divrei Torah. After he was born, he was in the carriage, in the stroller, the carriage. She would walk past the Beis Medrash, she would hear the Divrei Torah. That's the Yerushalmi on the next page. Okay, I don't know. Okay, well, look at the way the Yerushalmi, that's an interesting point. Look at the Losh Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in Yuvamas, Perak Aleph Halach HaGov. At the end, it says, Ra, it's Yeshua. I forgot who commented about Rabbi Yeshua. The call is Mi Yoreh Deh HaPosuk. Zachor Ani, Shehoi Se'imo, Moleches Arisasu Libbeis HaKnesu. She brought the carriage to Shul Bishul. She's Dabku Ozma B'Divrei Torah. Okay, and the Karbonet explains on that Yerushalmi in Perek Avala of Yuvamas Alafelov, the Shoshis Dabku Ozan de Beitar, she a Kadosh Hashem in the Urav. And that's how it works in that Pasuk, because that Pasuk is Mior Edevi, it's Mior Min Shmua. Speak to the end, the Karbonet calls Kibulei Mechal, you know, the first of children nursing the milk of the mother, etc. Anyway, but there you see, so what age does it begin? Well, it may begin in a certain sense when you're still pregnant, but even after the baby's born, even though the baby clearly didn't understand anything, he's still in a carriage. So she would walk with the carriage near the base measure. She would hear, didn't understand anything, obviously an infant. Okay. But anyway, that's what the Rishalmi says. So the third chinuch begins right away, almost right away. Now, that's what gets on exactly right. So now, the pasuk, of course, the Meshech Chochmah quoted earlier, and we all know from the second parsha, Piyashman, Varam, Perek, Yidal, Pasuk, 13. So on that pasuk, this is very in 14, in the, there in Parshas Ekev, Fiska Memvav says, Mikan Amru, I've heard this mentioned, Mikan Amru, Kishatinok Maschil Ledaber. As soon as the child begins to talk, Ovid Mitaber Mav Lashon Kodesh should speak a little bit of Lashon Kodesh, and when Melamdo Torah, and to begin teaching him Torah. If the aim of Daber Lashon Kodesh, and Melamdo Torah, Royal Kiddu Kova, Hashem Shalom, you don't do that, then it's bad news. And it quotes this possible, and at the end, of course, if not, it'll be bad. So the two psukim that are typically quoted in regards to what a father or parent should teach a child when he first learns how to talk are the two psukim 15, 16, right? And of course, in Parshas Yisrael, the first pasuk of Kriyashma, pasuk Dalet of Dvarim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's from a Gemara in Sukkot. Source 17, a Gemara in Sukkot, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, similar to that Medrash, but a little different. The Yodei Ledaber, Aviv Lomdo Torah V'Kriyashma. As soon as a child knows how to talk, the parents or father should teach him Torah and Kriyashma. What do you mean? Teach him Torah? Doesn't know how to talk. He babbles, says a few words. What do you mean, teach him Torah and Kriyashma? Child's not capable of understanding that yet. So the Gemara says right away, Torah, Mahi, what do you mean, Torah? Amar Avamnuna, Torah, Sivarana Moshe, the Pasuk. Not to teach the whole Torah. Not practical. But to teach him to say the word, Torah, Sivarana Moshe, because Yaakov, Moshe, Yaakov, that you can do. And Kriyashma, what do you mean, Kriyashma, Mai? Also, it doesn't mean the whole Kriyashma. And all the Dinner of Kriyashma is Pasuk Rishon, just the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael. So, that Gemara is telling us that when a child first begins to talk, maybe this was a chumrah that the mother of Yeshua had, so she went to the shul. But when an ordinary child begins to talk, she right away says the Gemara Pesukim, and they went out to teach these couple of Pesukim, and she begins to become familiar. And children can learn upon. They can memorize the Disney songs. They can learn this Pesuk also, right? The two Pesukim, yeah. That's what mentioned here. Yeah, that's another discussion. It mentions speak Lashon HaKodesh, but everything about that, yeah. Anyway, there's an interesting Gemara in Shabbos, which is Shalach, of the Gemara in Shabbos, Puk Nun Beis Amin Aleph, 18, says, Ki Osar Adimi, Omar Yankusa, Klilo Devargo. Youth, when you're young, youth is compared to, as Rashi explained, Zivasa Klilo Devargo, 19, Nezer Shover, like a crown of roses. You know, meaning, I think, and we'll see how Shalom understands it, but it means that what you were able to do as a child, that's going to decorate him for the rest of his life, so to speak. So the Shalom, Shalom Yehart, in the section called the Shnei Lachos Habris, Shar Osios Os Dalet, an entry on Derech Eretz, in this version of Chav Gimel 20, Iker V'Yisod Gadol Gidlbon, HaTorah Omar V'Malat Tamos Mas Menechem, Kizel Tachos Shal Piri V'Rivi, the whole purpose of procreating is not to bring more people to the world, but Leah spoke Bonim V'Nei Bonim Ad Olam Oskim Torah Mitzvah, Yodua. He knows that many people, you know, they're called psukim, that people have a tendency sometimes to be pulled in the wrong direction and so on. Therefore, he quotes the one psukim, you can't wait. There's so many things that attract the child to go off in the wrong path, so you can't wait around. As soon as the child learns how to talk right away, and he quotes this gemara and psukim that we mentioned. And then in the second paragraph, he quotes the pasuk, Omar pasuk, Hanokon Arapi Darko, and so on. Ha'av ve'ha'ein, he says specifically, Ha'av ve'ha'ein, the father and the mother, the first point of the second paragraph. Ha'av ve'ha'ein, lo yimnu'u ha'musur teichem emel, you have to sometimes give him musur in, ula hosim tamad var yom yomo, to add every day, kefi asher yuchal seis, if you have a household, in accordance with the child's ability as he grows older, what he can accomplish and what he can understand. Ve'lo yimnu'u men shevet musur, you have to discipline also, that's also important. And v'chol ha'midos haros, haroi lo'adam ha'sholem, mitzvachik man, all the bad midos, they should stay away from going hashvus, clothes, you know, swearing, cursing, anger, sorry, those guys, okay, or gave us Ahazus, Akina, Sina, Taiva, or killed all the terrible things, you have to keep away from it. On the other hand, the Midas Tolos, you have to tell the opposite, you know, Amora and Bush, Shtika, and so on. All these things have to be implanted in the child when he's very, very young. And Chavdalet here, he says, the Yatzchil Bo, Ben Shtayim O Sholosh Shanim. He mentions that age, two or three. Because he gives an actual year. Again, as I said, the parameters, as we're seeing, is not as clear, and obviously it's going to depend. I'm just trying to go through what some of the regular authorities tell us. Again, we had bringing the carriage into the shul. We had when the child learned how to talk. And now the shalom is saying age of two or three. Vadricho bakol, v'yatzchil adrich miktanos, mikarnus, mispad shnei tomim. He says, number one, whatever this, that he quotes that Gemara on Shabbat. Kol masher kol v'nafshel dus, v'nishar kem b'teva kayim kol yomav. Whatever the child requires, and we would call that the Gemara sometimes, girsa di yankusa. What you remember from when you're a little kid. That's what people remember. Okay, and that's hanach nar al pidarko, v'od nar kota. Eating with his togos, and then when he gets older, he won't forget, and so on. So that's the instructive shalom.
What the age of
the it's unclear, obviously, by where is the child to child. I think it's a little bit later, beyond, besides that, the next step. I think he's talking about the next step. He's also that, but it depends on the kid. He's talking about more things. Psukim, how old is the child? Every child is different. I had one child talk before a year. The child is, hasn't thought since before. Anyway, there is another pasuk we know in Mishlei, which is also important in this regard. Rabbi Shonam have a comment about that too. In 21, Mishlei Perek Aleph pasuk says, the famous pasuk Shema b'ni Musa Avicha, Malkito Shtaritzi Necha, so the Mordechai, and that's Sugi and Sukim, Mordechai in the back of the rift, the Tavshin, Sama Gimel, 22, the Sifri, Tana Ladaber, Bar Mikan, Amu, Kishatim, Matku Ladaber, Avim, Mitaber, Malashon Kodesh, Rishalim, and Sanga, all pasuk Shema b'ni Musa Avicha. He had, we spoke about two other psukim, Tarti, Lona Moshe, Marosha, Goyankov, and Shema Yisrael, Shema, Tanash, and Chod, the Mordechai has a gift that this pasuk also that should be taught. Shema b'nei Musa Avicha v'al tito start to mechav important reasons. The Rav Yoh also in the Hilchos Tur Chel Beisim Tov Reish Tzadi Tes also says, quote the Sifrei that he had that girsa that he says to teach him Torah and Kriya Shema, and he quotes the Yerushalmi again. It's not the printed Nari Yerushalmi unless it's somewhere else. I didn't find it, which could be for sure. Yesh Omer Shema b'nei Musa Avicha and the Or Zerua. Not only be shown him in 24 and Chelik Beis. It's in Shin Yud Dalet, the Yerzeruot, Yudaber, the blushing that they're taking off on is Yudel, Yudaber, other Belando, Torah, Ushma. So what Shma? We thought Shma meant Shma Yisrael, Shema Kenesh, and Chod. Apparently, one word, Shma, doesn't mean Kriya Shma, but rather Torah is that Pasuk Parsula Moshe, Ushma, Shma, Beni Musa, Richa, Yesh, all of Shma Yisrael, Pasuk. Okay, can we machma teach both? I think in most of the Siddurim, certainly the little children's Siddurim, on page one. You have Modani, has the Pasuk Shema, and you have
that.
Modani, another talk discussion another time. Anyway, and the Ketosis in Brachas also, and the Chof Amar Aleph assumes that although Kanama put the Kriya Shema, but with the Kriya Shema, Nami Yeshachava Yosef Mistama, the Ashkenal Hotham Chotham, and Dele Daber, of the Lama Torah, Pasuk Rishon Shel Kriya Shema. The Ketosis points out that that's part of the Chiv. Now, whether that's is that technically part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema daily? Probably not. In other words, it's not that you're Mekai in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, although there's one sheet in Rishonim that the basic mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the rice is only the first part. Right? In terms of the mitzvah, what do you have to recite to be able to the whole Krishna? Rama implies all three parshas. Some are just the first parsha. I forgot, I would say the first parsha. I would say a four sheet. So we'll come back to that point in terms of only towards the end. Now, the Rambam passes the halacha of the Talmud Torah for Alav as well. Now, Amos I always chayv alav the Torah mishias the dander and alav the Torah still alav Moshe Shema Yisrael. He had the other gear, so not Shema Bnei, but Shema Yisrael. Fine. The Charkach alav do meat meat psukim psukim. You teach him little by little as he gets older. Ad sheyeh ben sheish o ben sheva. Until the age of 6 or 7, I call it the boy, according to his health and development. Well, then you bring him to the cheder, kindergarten, the or whatever, to the day school. You bring him to the, you give him over to someone else to teach. Shofar kardeh, for some person, reish, men, hey, same idea. Name of time, matko, lamed, no, Torah. says like the Rambam. Yeruch HaShulchan points out an interesting thing. This way, the Rambam, you said a little bit. Simon Reish Mem Hey Sif Aleph. It's not from my Krishna, it's not my Talmud Torah. It says, Noshim Vavarim Ktanim, turn me Talmud Torah. Right? So we're focusing on Ktanim. Ktanim are part of the Talmud Torah. Okay? On the second line, however, Yeruch HaShulchan says, Amnon, even though the child is part of the Talmud Torah, under Bar Mitzvah, under Bar Mitzvah, the child is part of the Talmud Torah, Amnon, Ha'av Chayav L'Lamdo Torah. But still, the parent, as I'm going to teach Torah, can afford the Torah, the Matter of Kos Benichem. The Mashma Ben Don Ben Kanim. Ustam Ben, who calls that, right? Ben means a child. So the Aruch HaShulchan is simply pointing out, even though the child himself like is Potter from Talmud Torah as a cousin, however, the parent has to teach him. Vizel Shamur Chazal. Again, that Gemara and Sukkim and Beis, it's all before. Kotne Zil Adabu Avon Lam Do Torah, Rekrishma, etc., etc. I, Kolomo, yeah, but what I'm saying, he's simply highlighting the point that the child is Potter from Talmud Torah on his own. And then he says, Kolomo, a dying ain't no mazin. That's the point we're bringing out too, the end of that first paragraph, he follows. It's in Reish Mem Hei Yeruch HaShulchan. A dayan ain't omeid, doesn't understand. Okay? So Omar of Amnuna, Torah Tzila Ramosha, Marosha, Kilitakum, Klomar, Rat Pasuk Zeyi Lameid, Lahashish, Beliba, Emunah, Zoman, Shanit, Ola, Parman, HaShemayim. That much understand that something, the Torah Tzila Ramosha, that there's Hashem. Hashem is here, whatever, he doesn't understand fully, but you believe that there's Hashem, the Parman, HaShemayim, who came with all of them. Kriya Shema Ma'i, Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael, Lahashish, Beliba, Emunah, Hashem, Achad. In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan, they're not some random sukkim. Why did they pick these two sukkim, Torah, Tzivah, Moshe, Shema Yisrael? The Aruch HaShulchan is trying to say, I think, that it's a fundamental point. It's not the sukkim per se. It's not these sukkim, but now, obviously, at the age of two, he's not going to understand too much about being one God and so on, but he can just mouth it. Itself has value, right? You know, I mean, just having that in his head, later he'll understand it better. But you begin, because these are things that are so subtle. Take root. That's like planting seeds. Then in Halakha, it's if, hey.
Yeah. You may say it's so. I thought you were just saying just the pasuk itself is what. It's just the fact that.
They can say the pasuk is good. Yeah. That's definitely Aruch HaShulchan. Okay.
Yeah, it's more mythical kind of.
You know, right. You know, I'm Lahad, Lahad, I think I just want to say, I can't put that. There's certain religion, so you utter certain syllables, or certain, like in the Eastern religion, there's certain phrases, and it doesn't have to make any sense. It's supposed to give you peace of mind. You repeat it over and over again, and it gives you somehow change certain things in some disciplines. You meditate and you repeat again and again the same phrase. It can be immediately gobbledygook, but it gets so halachas kamakama. You have a pasuk to say over and over again. You don't know what it means. To you, it is gobbledygook. To the kids, it is gobbledygook. But that can have some type of impact. It's similar to that's what he's saying. Yeah. Now, let's see if hey, they get old again. In Sif Hey, the Aruch HaShulchan elaborates there in 28, again, the Zeradeus and Reishman Day. Sif Hey, and Aruch HaShulchan. Ela Birurun, Shalvarim Kachul, on the Azaki. He had cotton, potter, and call him Mitzvah. The Gamma of Eno Chayev, Shah Cotton Yasta Mitzvah. So the Kaimon Shah Chayev, the Hanata Cotton, Zemid Rabbana. First of all, the Chir of Kinach, he says, Rabbana, and come back to that. Okay? Amina Torah, ain't Shum Chiv Lechancho. Okay, we'll get back to that too. Even if the child is eating tripe, there's no obligation upon somebody to go tell him to stop eating. Because he's as nice as a cotton. Again, a little boy, a little girl, they're nice as it counts as anything. Okay, so from purely halachic point, we don't have to. We came. So what's the purpose? What are we wasting time for? Let the kid eat. We want the kid do what he wants. He says, no, I tell him, move on. The bishlam of mitzvah yikayim kashiyago. If certain mitzvahs, you could say, okay, you know, you don't have to worry about doing this mitzvah until you get older. But in terms of learning Torah and the having Torah rooted, you're not going to be able to press a button when the girl turns 12 and the boy turns 13 and say, okay, now it's not going to work like that. Okay, by that time, they'll have. Okay, and then that's why the Gemara discusses, you know, what the limitations are and so on. But that's the point. The idea is to be margil the child when he's younger. So when he gets older, it'll become more meaningful. Now, that's in terms of Torah. But what about mitzvahs? We just segued. What about mitzvahs? Okay, mitzvahs, matzios. What's the story there? Torah, you begin teaching him. Torah, you learn Moshe, Shema Yisrael, Shema Bini, whatever psukim. And he begins to learn pasuk by pasuk. And good. That's in terms of Talmud. I'll just explain Because, you know, when he gets older that way, you can't start. So what about Mrs.?
Oh,
so the Torah says, okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. That the Mishnah in Sukkah, Membe Gemara, that's the Mishnah on that which the Gemara was talking, 29, if the kid knows how to wave the lulav, so he becomes obligated in the lulav. The father's supposed to buy him the lulav. And on that Mishnah, the Gemara says in the next verse 30, Sukkah, Membe Gemara, Tarabana, Kotner, the Elanamea, Chai, the lulav. Lisate, Chai, the fifth. Lishmar Trillin of the Lookout for Trillin. In other words, these are Mrs. Maitis.
What?
Yeah, so that's what the Gemara says. It happened to me 6 months, 3 months.
Right.
It doesn't say, none of it says the age, it says Yotea. So what Chai Velulav means, says Rashi in 31, Chai Velulav Lechan Chom Vedivrehem. It's a Mitzvah Chinuch Midrabbanon, the child, the father teaches the child how to do Lulav. What about Trillin?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Lishmar Trillin, he knows Menavay Sakiti. He knows not to wear it, but Beth knows it now. Trillin is a big problem, because whereas other mitzvahs, we do start young, the mitzvahs, the minig, it's only a minig 1 month before something, 3 months before, why don't we have little kids wearing trillin? That's a good question. The problem, because until a relatively older age, they don't understand the kedusha of trillin. This is one of the trillin has a higher level of kedusha. I remember when I was looking into this, when my first son was approaching bar mitzvah, so I came across, your zeruah, right? One of the shonen, right? It's bad enough we have to let kids at the age of 13 wear tefillin because they don't know how to behave either properly. But there we have no choice. They're going to start earlier. We just start a month earlier, 3 months earlier, whatever. What? Well, whatever. Goof, knocky. All the things. Yeah, right. I should have mentioned the same. The goof, knocky is hard. Yes, it's hard to recover. Yeah. That's a different point, right? The same reason, same idea. Why we don't wait till all day, right? Right, the same idea. The mitzvah tzon is not limited to shachas. We wait till all day long. We don't do that. Most of the time, the old city can find the reason. Those mitzvahs don't have to wait till all day long. But in a chanam, it's the same idea. Now, but anyway, but for our purposes now, we see that in terms of mitzvahs maisios, what is the age when the kid knows how to do the maisa mitzvah? That's, I think, emerges a simple reading of this guy. He knows how to do it. Okay, and knows how to do the mitzvah. These are, it doesn't mean you have to understand everything about lulav and then what the manui means. Somebody has to know how to do it. Tzitzis doesn't mean you have to understand the reason and so, but he understands, I think, that it means yodea, okay, limaneh. He knows the physical thing. He knows how to do the maisa mitzvah. So strictly, right, what's so difficult? So that's the discussion that they ask. What does it mean? But it says yodea limaneh, that's the language. So even though what you're saying is correct, the Gemara says, midagbe, not for face speaking, but the Nanuim, which not for now, are considered lechatchila d'orayt. Very interesting. That's the Nanuim are considered lechatchila d'orayt. The Rishon has a discussion on that. So usually we use think of the terms lechatchila b'di'evet as the Rabbanim, but this is lechatchila d'orayt. Okay, why? You're right. But maybe that's why, because anyone can pick something up. So in seconds, you have to have a little more knowledge. But it's considered a basic part of the mitzvah. It's such a basic part of the mitzvah that the shear, like I don't know if it's now, not a sukkah, but the shear of a lulav, the Mishnah says, has to be high enough so you can, you know, three tefachim high, another tefach of a nanua, to shake it. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak in Sukkot. So what do you mean? The nanum is not. So you see, the nanum is more than just, not for now, but it's more than just, you know, a nice idea. Anyway, so that's the sugi in Sukkot. There's also a sugi in Chagiga. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim and the similar pasuk in other places. Shlos perchav gimel pasuk is nine. We know the variation of this pasuk. And davening on the Shalosh Regal. And Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yerat Hozuchucha El Pnei Adon Hashem. That's the Pasuk. So the Gemara Chagiga explains in that Pasuk, Tavdal Ben Ale. Amar Mar, Kol Zuchucha L'Rabo Sefektanim. That's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regal. That you have to go and pay for Shavuot and Sukkot and come to the Yerushalayim, come to the Beis Hamikdash and give a certain carbon and carbon. It's a Re'iyah, all of the Regal. So the Gemara Chagiga, Tavdal says, it includes Ketanim, because it says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, they were called the churcha. The rabbis are coming. They ask him, "What do you mean? Vatnan chutz necheresh on the cotton?" It says that the cotton is potter from the mitzvah of ri'ya. The little regals. Amar baya a little cash. Can be cotton shegilachina. Can be cotton shaloi gilachina. Not a stira. It's talking about two different ages. Sometimes there's something called a cotton shaloi gilachina. It's too little to understand anything. Right. So then it's not important. Once he's a gilachina, he's okay. Doesn't mean he's bar mitzvah. Okay. It means he's a gilachina. He's reached the age of being able to be educated and understand what's going on. Then and then it says, I cotton shigila chinuch to rabbanim. But still, how do you have a reboy good cotton shigila chinuch? How do you have a reboy called zechurcha lerabo taktanim? Called zechurcha is a pasuk in chumash, the phrase in the Torah. How do you have a drasha kol zechulah? It's not a good cotton shigilachinah. It's not the raisa. It's only drabanan. It's still on drabanan. How do you have a? The Gemara says you're right. Echanami cross machted alma. Fine. It's just a smart.
The shatter pasuk kol zechulah is only kadam.
Right. Right. And the
it's not here.
Right, right, the Hakadun story. Now, the Mishnah then says, right, anyway, look, yeah, yeah. Now take a look at the Mishnah in Chagigah on Beis Hamad Aleph 34. A Zel cotton, so for this purpose, what's called a cotton, right, that he's potter, right, lower gilachin, but this kol she'en yachol lirkov al ksefer shal aviv, lalos mishalayim laharabai through Beishamayim. That's the word we're going. Okay, what does it mean? Ezel cotton, Rashi explains in 35. Up until what point is there not even a chiv of chinuch? That's what we're explaining, that's what the Mishnah means. If a child can't even ride on his father's shoulders, he's too little to sit on his father's shoulders. Okay, but Philip says he can't hold his father's hand, he's so little he can't walk even holding his father's hand. Then you're potter. What does Rashi says? Al mikan ve'ela, afal pishin chayin in the Torah, hitilu chachama ovo ima lachan chomik. So that's a very early age in terms of Aliyah Lerego, but that fits in, I think, what I was saying before, that the mitzvah is to go, so you can, you know, the physical ability to perform the mitzvah, the mitzvah is to walk and go into your son, the emphasis is always we're going, right? We're going feet, okay? So if he's old enough to be able to walk, even with his father's help, that's old enough to be able to be chayin in this mitzvah. That's a young age. Okay, that's a kid can walk somewhat by himself. Okay, so there's the next Rashi shows we're going. Haroi laos baradlo chachi evakasu v'kevu the gadol. That's what I want to mention there. So just I think reviewing that point that in certain terms of certain mitzvahs, it's the mechanic, so to speak, of the mitzvah. One other simple source on that in that regard is a Gemara submission in Sukkah Chaf Ches Amar Aleph 36. Who has to go sit in the Sukkah? How old do you have to be to require to sit or sleep in the Sukkah? So it says, the Mishnah says, "Cotton she'eno tzarech l'imo chayav b'sukkah." Doesn't need his mother anymore. What do you mean doesn't need his mother? Every child needs his mother. Every adult needs his mother. What does it mean, cotton she'eno tzarech? It means that he's not running to mommy and crying mommy all the time. That's the idea. That's the Mishnah. And then Mishnah tells the story. Shammai Azokin's daughter-in-law had a baby. She put tzach on such a way on top of the crib that should look like to be like a sukkah, even for this infant. The infant, that's what the Mishnah says. Now the Torah tells us in regarding sukkah, the Yikra Parakov Gimel Pasuk Nebeis, Basukkah Teish Shira Yom Kol Ezra Yisrael Yeshu Basukkah. So the Gemara Basukkah. So the Gemara there on that mission Sukkah Chav Ches on the days 38. The Gemara says Amar Mar. Kol l'rabos etakamim. Since it says kol ezra means even children. We weren't asked like before. Atran loshim avin kam turim in asukah. Kam a pasuk in asukah. We're asked again. Lo kash kam b'kod shigilachin. Kam b'kod shalom gilachin. The same distinction. The same question as before. Like we had in Chagiga. Kotton shigilachin. Do I want to know? Do I want to cross on the line? What does it mean? Kotton shenot tzurich tzarich l'imo. Was anybody asking? Echi domi kotton shenot tzurich tzarich l'imo. Amri the bay Reb Yanai. If I was old enough, he can go to the bathroom and he can clean himself. If I was old enough, toilet train, whatever, that's what he said. Okay, and a little bit older. From Shimon or from Shimonokish Omer, he doesn't wake up in the night and almost starts screaming for his mother. A child sleeps through the night, okay, you know, but doesn't wake up in the middle of the night calling mommy. Okay, so then it says, call your mother. You don't cry out, mommy, mommy. Fine. What age is that? I don't know. I don't know what it means. He doesn't wake up and sleeps through the night. Okay. Yeah, I think so. I think that's what comes out. Yeah, right. He wants his mom. Right. I just mentioned, to your son, I just had a baby. So I remember you. I first had my daughter. Many years ago, so your brother, Dr. Did it, said to me, I want to tip you, he already had a few children. He said, whatever you do for the first 6 or 8 months or so, do not say to your wife in the morning, isn't that great, the baby slept the night last night? Because he said, odds are the baby didn't. You did, the baby didn't, and she didn't. You know, it's just not a good, it's not good for your wife. You know, to
talk to your wife. Yeah. The baby, for that, everything, when it was sick,
right.
One thing.
What?
Showering,
tomorrow. Oh, no, okay, very good. Anyway, so and that Gemara says the different ages, and then the Gemara says, but then it brings the story of the daughter-in-law of Shammai Zochin, where it's my silly story. You set forth the rule of the Mishnah, the child has to be old enough not to call his mommy, whatever we have defined that as. Then you bring a story that she put the sach on top of the crib. The chsur metzah hochtani. The Shammai machne. My sinan, the other kolos, the other kolos of Shammai Zochin, the other kolos of Shammai Zochin, the other kolos of Shammai Zochin. That was a chomer, a special chomer that did it. No iser, but not absolutely required. Okay. Now, Tosus, there, and that's Sugin Sukkah, Chof Chesam, let's skip the rock. That is, get it? Okay. Yeah. So, the Tosus says at the end of that Tosus, 40, the hashta, he gia lechinav darmina b'chol buchto, ain kulam shavim, in case you haven't noticed. Tosus points out that the concept of Higia L'chinuch in the different places in Shas are not equal in every place. Tosus says it specifically. Ain kul on Shabbat.
Is this helping some of the child or the mitzvah?
Well, let's see. I think both. Okay? I think he's talking about the mitzvah. He's talking about the mitzvah. Ela kol echad l'pinyano. The hachamina is the ain sarach l'imo. Here it says, with sukkah, the criterion is not needing money. Gavi gavi chagiga shiachol alos. Okay, whatever each mitzvah is different. Whatever the reason, but each mitzvah is different. The gabi chagiga shiucha jachol alos. When we spoke from that goes, the gabi lulu biyodei lanane. The gabi lananeya. The gabi tittis biyodei lasate. The gabi kora biyodei ladaber. It's an obvious point, but Tosfos brings it out clearly. As I said, that each mitzvah is going to be different because the mechanics are different and the requirements are different. To throw one other thing into the mix that the Tosfos didn't mention. But there's another sugi in Yuma, in the 8th paragraph 41. Yuma Peves and Alpha Mishnah says, what age do you start fasting? Nowadays we have this thing, 3 fasts before the Bar Mitzvah. I don't know any more about it. No one knows me. No, I know. The kids, I know. What are my kids? You real kids? Oh, there's more like 3 fasts. No, I said that. I'm not sure the mark. Maybe there's a mark. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's fun. So the Mishnah here, Yuma Peves and Alpha says that Pinocchio's aim of animals on the worm. Of mechanchen osam lufnei shana lufnei shnatayim, we should regil in the mitzvah. That's also a chinuch, that they're not obligated, you don't have to say it from kibbutz, you should begin the chinuch a year or two before. Okay, as Rashi explained, again, this is 42, Yom Peibez, and Allah, in chayav and lindom, and my students to prevent eating, mechanchen osam lashu zed l'sha'os. Okay, so not that you should fast the whole day, you should fast X number of hours. You should begin, skip breakfast or something. Lufnei shana shi'tzvuch l'pirkam, a year before. Okay, Pirka man, what does that mean? Have a bit of social, so the Kedah also is off. Okay, in that year. So Derek Pinocchio obviously starts the same as the young, the girls mature faster and so on. Anyway, so it's 1 year or 2 years, okay, and then the Gemara is going to explain what do you want, one or two. So let's look in the Gemara, 43. That Mishnah, the Gemara, you would pay based on Olive Hashtar, Lafi, Yisnei Shtayim, Shtayim, Boy, well, what's 2 years, 1 year? I'm a Chitlo, Kasha, Hobbit, Hobbit, Boy, on the health of the child. Kola doesn't mean sick, but it means some children are not as physically healthy just yet. It's more in those days, I think, than nowadays. But sometimes a kid can be 11 or 12 years old and not be that healthy. The kids are more healthy. And then Amar Huna ben Shmona ben Hesha mechatchen osam l'shov, then Ezra ben Achatem ashrim d'rabbana. The woman says 8 or 9 you should train with regards to year, to hours matter, okay? Again, depending on the health, but with 10 or 11, they surely finish on d'rabbana. And staying the same, assuming they're right for the Pinocchio. They're 12, they're good, I suppose, the whole thing. But Machonavar, then Tesha, then Esther, and Chanchon, so on, 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 so he doesn't go and require to finish the whole fast at all. Anyway, different ages for fasting as well. Again, that's an older age. So, again, you see another mitzvah. Whatever reason, Tosus there and Zucca did not refer to this. But nevertheless, another mitzvah, what's the child capable of? Okay, yeah, now here they're healthy. Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Your kipper man,
can he do it?
So right, that's a physical thing. But it relates. You're right. We'll come to that maybe shortly. One other, however, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim's doing Reish Tamat Festival. Okay, and this is also an interesting thing because it's done some shul. Okay, I think it's 50-50. No again with Friday night. No again with Kaddish Reish HaKnesses. Many shuls, they make Kiddish shul Friday night at the end of Myers. Around here, it's, I think, half and half. And our shul, we don't. I think they sure they do, but they're not. But they're also not. Huh? I mean, it does not. Maybe it's more. It's probably more the old time. The oldest time shul they do. Where's the door for sure? I mean, okay. They see they write a lot. So anyway, different practices, and 100%, you know. But the any other comment that maybe once, okay. No, I'm going to cut this. Any other Kaddish list on the air, Kiddish, I don't know, cousin of the rabbi, whoever the rabbi, whoever it is that makes the Kiddish, should not drink the wine. Why? They ain't Kiddish all Makum Suda, because he's not Yotze Kiddish. The whole practice started, as Mark explains himself, because in the olden days, they used to, the shuls used to have like a soup kitchen, but they used to serve the guests or the poor who come to shul. That's what they eat 5 nights. There. People would contribute, they'd have a meal set up in the back of the shul. So in the middle, they would make Kiddish. That would be the Kiddish for everybody. Nowadays, we don't have that. But the question is, does the minhag remain? We show them the slice of house like this. I mean, the slice like this, those are the gun again. Like Gemara says, the gun, they do. That's what they were. That's they slept in the shul. That's what the poor people did in those days. So we don't have that nowadays. There's a question already in the Shonim, whether the fact that the minhag, you know, the basis of the minhag no longer exists, does the minhag remain or not? They're two different practices, and they're both valid. So, may karo, mit kan el bishu, orchim, the achim, the shalsi, the achim, the achim, the that's the reason those shul that have that practice. He says, "Mechaber, I'm a Yosef Tov, I'm a Shulam a Kaddish." He prefers the other minute. The same minute, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the minute is not to make kiddush. Okay. On the other hand, if you stand up, so the mission is that's what I'm always. You stand for that kiddush like any other kid. The Mishnah Berurah comments. You talk now. So 1 second. So what do you do? What do you do then with the wine or the grapes you can't drink? Tell them not to eat on the cotton. They give it to the kids. So we know the kids all line up in a little plastic cup and they pour out the grapes for everybody on Friday night, right? But the Mishnah Berurah makes an important aura, which makes things difficult actually. So cotton aleph. My people are cotton. Yesh omim shizar litein rak l'cotton shalo agil l'chinuch. It should be a little kid under the age of chinuch. Why? Because otherwise he's also a kiddush al mokum suda. So you're trying to 1 second. So that part.
You don't have to keep a kid from drinking.
Well, that's I don't think it's relevant to him. But the mitzvah of kiddush, I've mentioned many times. I never figured out, you know, the posting on it. Well, which kid is that exactly? And you know, it comes up. Not again. We don't have that situation in our shul here. But I have that problem always in the 9 days. Okay, Havdalah in the 9 days. Right, 9 days we don't drink wine or grape juice other than on Shabbos. That's what we do about Havdalah. So you give a grape juice or wine to the kids for Havdalah. But it has to be a kid who's old enough that the bracha is relevant, but not old enough to understand the chumash of Shabbos. I never threw my children out of day, so I was drinking myself. I'm just telling you, that's my practice. And many people have that practice. Very difficult. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. Anyway, at the end of the day, he talks over here about your point. He says, with the Shabbos morning, you don't have to make him wait for the kiddush. In any event, again, what this tells us is something else I want to get to. And that is, once you're training the child, okay, hold this thought, you have to train him to do it the right way. It's not stop. Okay, if the right thing is kiddush makom suda, so then the chinuch has to be to do the mitzvah the right way. Not to train him stomp to do it, and you tell him to do the wrong way. Hold that thought. The Rambam, Hilchos Machlokes Asuros, Perek Yud Aleph Chav Zayin. So the first part we didn't talk. We don't really talk much about those tonight. But the Rambam writes, "Katan she'achal echad machlokes asuros, osh osam alacha b'shabbes. They ain't bezin the tulim alav afishal b'she'enu ben daz. A little kid who's under the age of bar mitzvah bas and does machal shabbos or eat trade. The rabbi's the bezin don't interfere because there's no daz. But Merdram Amorim she'osam atzmo. That's what the kid did himself. But of course." Although Achil be a dying, you can't tell him to do it. Right? You're going to give him an unkosher piece of wood. You're going to tell him to be Michal Shabbos. Right? You're going to tell him to turn the lights on. That you can't do. Achil Dram seems to be doing itself, even though it's only Darbana. The Chayin also Argil, Achil Shabbos, Achil Dram Shem Yishum Shuos, even though it's only Darbana. So that's something else. The kid's doing it on his own, you don't necessarily have to stop him. However, the Achil Chavchet around it, Achil Pisha ain't Bezdin Mitzuvin La Pisha Takotin, Mitzal Aviv, his parents, even though it's not the job of the rabbi or anyone else in the community to stop the kid from being again, no one's allowed to encourage him or give him to violate him. This is a sugi nevamos, okay? If the parents have an extra obligation, the parents should stop the kid at the right age. And the Ketzer Mishnah just adds,
if the parents actually knew heed and get us here or impose.
So it's a violation of the... I would guess so. It's a law called Lo Tzachi, learn after that, I guess so. So I will not interested in that point tonight. I'm interested in the second point, namely that even though the bezin is talking about, but the father still has an obligation, even by losa. That's what I'm bringing out, and that's what the text of Mishnah says. And there in Parakas Zayin, the Hilchos Machlokes Surah Halachos Zayin, the text of Mishnah writes that that what she said is the nilmav b'mashar kosev b'kama mekomos shav chayav b'chanukas b'nal. It's part of the general mitzvah of chinuch. That's what the text of Mishnah is pointing out. Doesn't have to stop. Yeah.
So
we have later the other side. Now the Chayyadim says in Klal Tanu Vav. What's that? Oh, wait, one second. So no, that's a fault. I thought he can't be marginal. I will get to it in a second. Okay. So So let's take a look at the Chayyadim and Klal Tanu Vav says Beis. Chayav Adam L'Chanei summarizes this. The Chayav has been Ubito, getting mentioned sons and daughters. And he says, V'yesh Amun B'gam Ha'ein, Shayach Mitzvah Chinuch. Okay, he says it clearly. Again, I'm not our topic tonight, but it's an important point. The Chayav L'Chanech L'Chol HaMitzvah Spain, the right to Mitzvah upon him. Even if it's a Chanukah, you have to train him in everything. Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah L'Fi Daito Shalabay. L'Chein, Yishisul Dabre Malan Del Torah. Everything was said. He mentions, by the way, Yishisul Dabre, he adds in, it's funny enough, Kriyashma, Moshe Torah Tivah, Brichat HaMozom. Interesting. Those in Brichat HaMozom. Okay, and the kids do learn benching at a young age, right? The Safi of Patit explains what it means to know the two strings in the front, two strings in the back. Okay, yeah, he knows how to do that. And he can. He mentions what you were saying before about Trillin. Okay, buy him into Trillin. And now he mentions about the Oxford. He mentions 2 or 3 months to the Oxford and so on. Okay. Okay, he mentions 5 or 6 years old. Anyway, Siv Gibel. To not to do that, all these ages that we're talking about, 2 or 3, knowing how to talk and knowing how to wait, that's when the child knows how to do the mechanics. But the other highlight, when it comes to a low out there, the parents have the obligation of the aim, again, father and mother, to stop even by littler, try and get them not to do anything. Because even Shavuos and Shabbos, Yom, you have to keep, because, again, you know, he may not understand why, but he should grow up. No, we don't do this, right? Because when the kids are little, you're a mukta boy, or you're a mukta boy. The kid plays the mukta thing, right? They don't understand what's mukta. It doesn't matter. They grow up learning mukta. That's a different thing. But I'm saying the kids play the, take a battery or the battery operated boy. Oh, you're a mukta. And they learn.
Why not about it, right? Because the parents are mukta.
That's true. Anyway, the Prima Gaudim also has a good summary of this in the Hakdam. He has an introduction to his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, the Psicha Kolelet, the general introduction. The Chelek Beis Osir, he talks about Chinuch, and again, he mentions different ages. He says, the second line there, I'm sorry, about Yom Kippur, he says, Ben Tes V'Yud. Again, the Gemara, as we saw, so I mean, you can read this over. The Chinuch, Ben Heir, Shlemos, Ben Varsham, 5 and 6, you know, different mitzvahs. Different ages, as we mentioned. Again, on the second paragraph, Ach Mitzvah Drabbanan, same thing is true about Mitzvah Drabbanan. Okay, you should train him. And he speaks in the third paragraph about the women, whether they're obligated, the mothers are obligated or not. Okay, and again, the chinuch is not equal for every child, okay, or for every mitzvah. Okay, and all right, so will we.
Good. So, in that case, I encourage. Someone who's at least a barakabana to do it, Isser, like on Shabbat.
You shouldn't.
But it's a very situation where.
Let's say the lights went out or something happened. Right. Yeah, so again, I think that if you have that kind of emergency situation, it could be that it's better for somebody, not the parent, to tell the child to do it. But there are a parent, which we'll talk about another time, you know, when is it Tzorech, or, you know, so all the two Drabbanans and so on. But let's say it's Torah Rabban's son. There are exceptions. Like the kids carrying a talis, That's a different thing. So I think the 4-year-old sister can paskin, but you know, that's what she tells. But I think his parents, he should try and encourage him not to. But you know, should try and encourage him.
Even if he's there for his own sake.
Right. Again, he'll learn. He goes,
"That's
the
fun."
I think it's not a good idea to scream and type of thing, but it's a good idea to tell him, you know, no or something like that. If he persists, it's one thing, but just try and get him out there. I think so. He's old enough to understand, though. I think so. That's, I think, what they're saying. He's old enough. I think so. That's what it says. Even not by a low test. By a low test, yes. Right, that's a question that don't drop on. Anyway, maybe, yeah.
There's your mental health. You can't
use
your kid
and
not
school,
that's right.
Right, we'll get that into, hold on, we'll get that in a moment. I have the response.
Another reason
after
the
keep
away your phone shopping, call the grandparent in the middle of the night.
Okay, who knows what he can, work and call, whatever. All right, so Harach says in our chaim, Shin Lam Gimel, you had the problem. Shin Lam Gimel, Tif Aleph. Right, so cut noch on the bells, ain't there's Mitzvah Lach Rishol. Of him, Mitzvah Lach Rishol, Lach Rishol, Lach Rishol, Lach Rishol, Lach Rishol, Lach Also, all the things we said. Ramos says, "Yes, Shomrim the Chosef because the Lord gives a chinuch. Aval he gives a chinuch, tzrichim lafrisho even bezdin. That's where it comes in. Okay, if he gives a chinuch, then some say on the other hand, here's from the Lord, shayach chinuch lebezdin. Ela avdul vad. That's kufa machlokas. Okay. Now the Magen Avraham says in Sifat and Gemul, a chinuch kol chad lefum chorfei. Each child and each mitzvah in accordance with, his, you know, with what it's about." And the Mishnah Berurah, the long Mishnah Berurah, the Gartan Gibel, which I don't want to spend that much time on now because it's late and I want to get to one thing at the end. The Emet, Afil Mitzud Rabbonah Chayav Lafrish, Kimod, the Tzorach Lachanach Mitzud Rabbonah. Again, you have to Mechanach Mitzud Rabbonah, you have to stop and violate Mitzud Rabbonah. And certain things, if you look at, to answer your question, look at the Gimel there. Osir L'chol Adma Afil Atinok Eino Bar Rabbonah Klau. Okay, even the child doesn't understand anything, right? The top of the Tzid Gimel on the next page. So again, as you look through the Mishnah Berurah, again, summarizes some of the things that we said. And again, it depends on the age of the kid. He does present another opinion. Relevant to your question. Okay, he says, Aval Achinuch Velosa said, it's about, that's on that page, 3, 6, 8 lines down. It's the second part of 53. 3, 6, 7 lines down. Aval Achinuch Velosa said, Bain Shal Torah Shal Direyah, Bain Shal Torah, Bain Shal Direyah, Hu Bechol Tinech Hu Bar Havona, Shemavin Kishonos, Shemavin Kishonos, Shemavin Kishonos, Olecho. Aval Tinech, see, that you're in that gray area, because he does understand, no. Okay, Aval She'eno Bar Havona, Klau. Doesn't understand, no, yes, anything. Then, ain't of Mitzvah Laman about Korcha, Milecho, Machos, Asuras, Machos, Shabbos, Hulis, and Sultara, Kavan, Shenim, have been Klau, in the Masham, on the Mafrisho. Okay, so, you know, it's a little bit of a gray area there. I just want to finish one or two other things quickly. We mentioned before that the child has to do the mitzvah the right way. The Gemara says in Chagig, the Bob, Rabbah, 54, Omar, by Kol, Hecha, the God of Mechad, the Rais, and Kotten, Nami, Chepitha, the Rabbanam, Kol, Hecha, the God of Potter, the Rais, and the Rabbanam, Nami, which implies that once the child is obligated, so then he's obligated to do the mitzvah the right way, the same way an adult has to do it. And now the Gemara tells the story, Bezim and Bezim Sukkah, and that's what the most common now you mentioned. Okay, the Gemara in Sukkah, Bezim and Bezim, tells about Helene Hamalka, Queen Helene, with the treat you're showing, right? They're called Helene Hamalka, right? Amar Behuda, Maestra Helene Hamalka, the Lud, she lived in Lud before the airport was this. He says, Shahaisa Sukkoso, Rome Esimama. Her Sukkah was a giant Sukkah, much bigger than the Sukkah is supposed to be only a certain height. And her sukkah was enormous. It was more than 20 amos. I would say 20 amos is 40, it's 4 stories. It's a big sukkah. So anyway, that sukkah is not a valid sukkah. There's people didn't comment about it. So they said, no, there's no right because she's a woman who put them in sukkah anyway, so she didn't have to sit in the sukkah. But then I said, what do you mean? She had 7 children. It can't be they're all below the age of chinuch. 7 kids. Or at least one of them is older. Anyway, so that's the issue of the rabbanah. So on that sukkah, huh? Yeah. So anyway, on that sugya, what I want to get to is the Ritva in 57. The Ritvah says, "Amru Yehuda Maisa." It's on. Very important. Mehar Shamina. The Katan Shemechanech and also Mitzvahs. Sarach Laso Mitzvah Behechsher Gamor Kegadol. Once the child is of age of chinuch and mechanech him or her, it has to be in the proper way. And they bring a raya from here with regards to Hel and Malka and so on. And a gedola mizul. Another thing he says about not giving kiddin and kippur. Utzlachti lichtov zeh lefishoisi chacham tom. That didn't make a mistake. So this is relevant to sukkah, the law of an esser. Okay, you can't get now if the kid is mamish a little baby. He doesn't know how to hold the law. He has a green piece of construction paper and a yellow piece of construction paper. Wait. But I'm talking about once you buy the kilo of an etzer, you have to buy him a kosher kilo of an etzer. Now, it doesn't have to be from the $95 table. It could be from the $30 table. It doesn't have to be the most mehudar dik kilo of an etzer. It has to be kosher. Yeah.
So there's so much work that needs. I have this like a lot of
people here.
They have
yeah.
to, like five.
So they're probably going okay, better than there's an age. No, but I don't know. It depends. Will they have the patient to sit there? I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that text, but I think it probably depends on how long can they sit there. Can they sit still? Right. I suppose also. That's a Gemara line. That's the Yotze mention. Yeah, Gemara. That's an Aramaic phrase. Blessed is the God who created this bread. I don't know. They're both good. They're both good. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to withdraw in terms of my sentence here. And sit this, because you get them should be kosher. Sit doesn't have to be the most good of the most beautiful, most expensive. It has to be kosher, basically kosher. Okay, and now there's another sugi and sukkah about not size. That can be. Right, that's right. Of course, that's that too. That's a little older. But I'm just saying. Right way. Now, the fact of the matter is, there's a Mordechai in Sukkah that disagrees. He quotes the Sheikhah disagrees. He quotes in the Ra'avan. Okay, the Mordechai in the Baruch Lubar Gozel, assuming when it's Tavshin Nun Test 60, on a Sukkah, about there's always a problem the first day. You have to own it, so the kid has to own it too. Once you, the first day of the Sukkah, the Lubar has to belong to you. So you give it to the kid, good, now it belongs to him. He can't give it back to you because he can be Kona, but he can't be Makna. We don't have time to go into that now. So why don't you say, okay, so don't give it to the kid, be Kona. So the answer is, but then it's not going to be Yotze, because it has to be. So the Mordechai quotes the Ravan, he says, you don't have to worry about it, but it won't be his. It's okay. The Ravan seems to say that it's not necessary to have all of the. He disagrees. Doesn't have to be a hard thing. So the Machot is shown. That Machot is shown may be parallel to another Machot is shown. That's what I end up with. Sugyan Brachas, Chafam Bay 61. The Sugyan Brachas talks about, begins asking about whether women are obligated in benching or not. Okay, why not? The answer is because perhaps it's similar to a mitzvah station as Mangroma, perhaps, or because there are phrases in benching that speaks about Al Paros, Al Tano, okay, whatever. So the Gemara, So that's not our issue now about the women, but the Gemara in the context brings Toshma, the Emesom, Bain, Mivarach, of it. A child can bench on behalf of his father. He mocks his father. Okay? Now, he mocks his father. How can a child mock his father? So the Gemara, and a woman can remote your husband. So I want to prove from there, you see that their obligations, certainly women are obligated to do a bun at the bench. You always have to write them. So the Gemara wants to prove, yes, she can do it. It must be the writer. She can do it for her husband. She can remote your husband. It must be the writer. Gemara says, no, Raya, because it says a child can do it for the father also. So if it's a child, how can the child certainly have a bun? Right? So the Gemara says, no. Maybe it's talking about when the father didn't be the raisa, you have to eat the full amount of halt of the savata. Midra banan or machmir for much less. So if the father's chayav rabbanan and the kid's chayav because he's chayav when he ate the full meal, so then the child can mostly the father. But what do you see from there? The child who's obligated midra banan can mostly someone else's obligated midra banan. That's the general rule. It can only be mostly somebody if they're on the same level of obligation. The problem is that it's against the Mishnah Megillah. Because the Mishnah Megillah, in Testament Bay, he says, HaKol K'sher HaNikos Megillah Chutz B'Kher Shalom HaKotten. HaKotten can't read the Megillah. Well, the Megillah is also only Drabbanan. So if we just said, the Sugyan Bracha said that a child can vote to his father, provided the father is only Chayav Drabbanan. He didn't eat the full satiation amount. Right? How do you have a stira? The Tosfos answers in Sukkah, in the Megillah, your Testament Bay, you don't matter from you, the Machshir. He said, no, the difference is that this is both Drabbanan, two Drabbanan, right? Because the Mitzvah Megillah is Drabbanan and the kid is on a lower level because he's a Drabbanan. I'm a Drabbanan. He's not on the same level. whereas my benching is on the same level. What comes out from Tosis is what? Comes out is that the kid is obligated to meet the Rabbana. The Rabban, in a number of places, including the Rabban of Kiddush, Lamed Aleph, Dibros, and Mando, but it's also in the Bahamas, it's in a few places, the Rabban rejects the whole thing. He reworks the Gemara and Brachos, and he says the kid can't be mostly the problem in anything. The kid has no obligation even with Rabban. Look at the language of the Ramban. He says, look at the second line. Vani Omer, the time of the Rabban, Mishum the Chinuch Mitzvah De'Avi. The mitzvah of chinuch is not, I mean, before, the mitzvah is not of a kid at all. The kid has zero obligation. Tosus understands that midrabana on the kid has to bench. So the chiyuv of the father to teach the kid, because midrabana, when he reaches the right age, whatever the mitzvah is, he has a rabbinic obligation, that mitzvah. That's Tosus. Ramban disagrees. Ramban says, not true. Ramban says, midrabana, the kid has zero obligation, not midrabana, not midrabana. He's under bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah. What is there? There's an obligation on the father, the mother, whatever, the parents, neither are both to train. But there's no, therefore the kid can't, the father of the kid can't be most of the adult in Megillah. And he can't most of the kid in Bench either. I would not, so he has a different way to read the book. But it's an important machokas. It could be that machokas, Tosin Ramban, is parallel to the machokas, the Ritzvah and the Ramban, they're about Sukkah, about Lulu. Why? Because if you hold the kid, Manish has a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, okay, so then it makes sense to say, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, can't derive the Tikkun. And therefore, the kid misses, got to be to do the mitzvah the right way. No, he's got to do the mitzvah the right way. That's the chiyuv d'rabbanan. He has to do the mitzvah the right way. But if you hold like that's the ritual. That's post like the ritual. But if you hold like Rabban, a kid is no mitzvah whatsoever. It's a mitzvah on the father. So then you can argue, as long as it's a chiyuv value, he's going to know that this esrog say or that this rule is put on top or whatever. You're the kid's going to be understanding how to do it. It could be, I'm just suggesting, you can reject it. It could be that machlokas, Rishonim, I'm just suggesting, that machlokas is parallel, okay? That the machlokas, Tosin Ramban, is the machlokas between the Mordechai of the Ritva and the Ramban. The last thing I mentioned on the page is the Turi Evan, Chagigas Avon and Aleph. He's just mentioned this thing. He said, wait a minute, if a kid has to do, if you hold, like the Ritva, okay, like the Tosin Ramban says, the Chiyav on the kid, he says it's a catch 22, so to speak. He said, because then since the kid doesn't have das, he can't have kavanah, so how's he ever going to do this? It's a fact, he'll never be able to do it the proper way. Again, you get him a kosher little good, but it's an impossibility. Because that's the Torah discussion. How could a kid ever do the mitzvah the proper way? If you hold like the Ramban, like I suggested, that's the Ravan, not a problem. If you're holding like posting, that he do it. The Turevin says, no, if the only thing that's keeping him or preventing him from being fully able to do this is his katnus, that's not a disqualification. Why? Because he's doing the mitzvah exactly the way he'll do it as an adult. He's doing the exact same thing. Just so happens right now he can't be open because he doesn't have that. Okay? But Lamaise is doing the mitzvah the exact same way he's doing it as an adult. That's just a clever or interesting Turevin, huh?
If he has to,
So that fits into the Torah event. The Torah event says, but if that's all that's keeping them away, so then they are. They do it. That's
Actually, I have to.
Okay, that's a different way to look at it. Okay, but Tosus is saying that the Rabbanim, just like they create other Chiyuvim, people who are popular, they can say you're Chayav. They can say this. I'm a Chayav also. Okay, good to talk, everybody. Oh, Rabbi, so, of course, yes.